Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful city of Mechelen here in Belgium for Techorama 2016. My name is Seth Juarez and I have a special guest here today. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what you do.
I'm Jeff Procise and I work for a company named Wintellect. We've been around for 16 years and just do a lot of stuff in the Microsoft sphere. I do quite a lot of work at Microsoft too as a contractor. So
that's fun. So you have some talks here. Can you tell us briefly the first talk? And I think we're going to delve more into the second talk a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah. So I just finished a talk on Xamarin Forms 2. I think a lot of developers are aware that Microsoft recently acquired Xamarin, which is really exciting because one of the big problems facing developers these days is when they're building mobile apps, how do they do it so that it runs on a lot of different platforms?
Sure.
iOS, Android, all of that. A lot of different ways to do that. We have Apache Cordova, Microsoft, for example, if you prefer the HTML and JavaScript route. The cool thing about Xamarin and Xamarin Forms is that they allow you to build native apps for those different platforms, iOS, Android, etc., and to do it entirely in C#, which is really cool. And with Xamarin Forms, which I just talked about, you can also use XAML to build shared UI.
Sure.
So, really good reception, had some good folks in the audience, and I hope we got them excited about it.
That's cool. So the second talk was more analytics-based, is that right?
Yeah, so a lot of the work that I've been doing for the last year or so involves Azure, and specifically Azure's data analytics services.
Okay.
Something I'm incredibly excited about. Azure Machine Learning, Azure Stream Analytics, a lot of other services that go around that. So yesterday, I did a talk on those. Showed them some of the cool stuff they could do, how they could then write code around it to make it even better, and had a great time.
So let's start with that.
Yep.
The Cortana Intelligence Suite, I think that's what the branding is now for the sort of the set of things you can do. It feels like there's a lot of stuff in there. Can you break it down for us a little bit?
There's a lot of stuff. So last time I heard a count, there are about 120 different services in Azure. A subset of those services are the data analytics services.
Sure.
You're right, the Cortana analytics. And they're adding new stuff all the time. At Build, I think they announced the Azure Cognitive Services, which has some really cool stuff. I'm just starting to work with now, by the way, things like the Computer Vision API. So the bottom line is, with a lot of this stuff, they're making data science easier than it has ever been before. So I'm working on a project with Microsoft Research right now. It's really cool. We go out to major universities around the world. In fact, next week I'm going to Dublin, Amsterdam, Munich, and Cambridge.
Wow.
We just finished MIT, Stanford, Berkeley, a bunch of other schools back in the States. And interestingly enough, we're not talking to developers there. We're talking to people who are data scientists, who do research for a living, primarily faculty members, postdocs, grad students, etc. And our goal is to give them a day of hands-on experience showing how Azure can change the way they do their work.
Sure.
And it's so cool. So a lot of the people we work with, they're grad students, for example, they build machine learning models. They use tools to do it. They code the models up from scratch. I had one grad student tell me, you know, I spent most of last semester building an ML model. After doing your lab, I did the same thing in Azure Machine Learning in 10 minutes.
Sure.
So a lot of this is about bringing data science to the masses. You don't have to be a developer to benefit from this. If you do genomics research, anything like that that involves big data, Azure Data Analytics has something there for you. If you are a developer, it gets even richer. Because you could take, for example, a stream analytics job, which is about processing real-time data streams, and you could build a dashboard for that that consumes events from an event hub you've created in Azure that you've connected to stream analytics and see real-time output from stream analytics. So we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg here. I'm incredibly excited about it because, as you know, Azure is evolving every day. They're just adding more and more cool stuff, and it's impacting not only developers, but data scientists as well.
So we've talked a lot about sort of the over sort of arching. Is there a specific service that you've used or you've seen someone have success with in the data science realm with Azure?
Absolutely. Stream Analytics is a little bit newer. There's some real-world use cases out there now, but the one that I've seen have the most impact is Azure Machine Learning.
Okay.
Machine learning is amazing. It's for people that aren't familiar with it, it's a branch of computer science in which we build models in which we feed data into a computer. The more data, the better. And it learns from that data. Specifically, what it's doing is it's looking for patterns in the data.
Sure.
And historically, building an ML model was something that required quite a lot of effort, quite a lot of knowledge, expertise in the area, knowledge of languages like R or Python. With Azure Machine Learning, we're bringing machine learning to the masses. With ML Studio, we have a nice drag and drop interface so we can introduce our data, introduce modules to clean the data, prepare the data. 25 or 30 of the most commonly used algorithms in machine learning are right there in the box.
Sure.
So you just drag it out to a palette. I mean, you can literally build what that student built in a semester, you can build it in a few minutes. So there are a lot of examples in which machine learning has been used out there. In fact, Microsoft has documented several of those.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm doing right now is trying to get the message out to developers, hey, data science is something that affects you too.
Sure.
And one of the things you can do once you learn about Azure ML is you can build smarter apps. You can go up to the cloud with REST calls over HTTP, and you can leverage the models you've built there. So if you're building a shopping app, for example, and you want to do as Amazon does and provide some very targeted shopping recommendations, how does Amazon do that? With machine learning. You can do that with Azure Machine Learning faster and better than any tool out there, in my opinion.
So for those that are wanting to get started with Azure ML, what's the process like? You talked about the Studio ML, I think is what you called it.
Yeah, ML Studio.
ML Studio. Mm-hmm. How do you use that?
Yeah. So easy way to get to it is to go to the Azure portal, tell it you want to create a new machine learning job. Right now, because ML Studio hasn't been integrated into the portal, that will navigate you over to ML
right.
Studio where you'll log in. There are lots of good tutorials online, but the process is basically one of drag and drop. You generally begin by importing a data set, then you add modules to the model. So in the real world, data scientists, before they train an ML model, typically spend quite a lot of time preparing the data,
sure.
putting structure over it, deciding what to do, deciding which columns are relevant to the model and which ones are not. Common example is we may have, the data may not be very clean, there may be data with missing rows.
Right.
So we can either algorithmically populate those missing values with something, or we could tell Azure Machine Learning, for example, hey, just ignore those rows.
Mm-hmm.
So we import the data, we clean the data, and then we use a module called Train Model. And this is where the magic happens, it's really fun. This is where you tell it what algorithm you want it to use. You take the data that you imported and you feed it into it. Then you click a button and you sit back and you let Azure Machine Learning think a little bit and it comes out with a trained model. Then there are additional modules you can drag out to the canvas for scoring the model. That tells you how accurate the model is at predicting future outputs based on the data you trained it with. And there's a cool little module named Evaluate Model that helps you evaluate the results of the scoring. So they've literally taken something that traditionally has been done by hand with a lot of effort and a lot of code and reduced it to drag and drop. Now here's the really cool thing about it. What if you want to implement your own algorithms? Or what if you want to customize that
sure.
in some way that's not supported through the built-in modules? You can plug in R code and Python code at any point in the model and customize that thing as much as you want to. So you basically have all the flexibility you would have if you were building this thing from scratch, but in most cases, you don't have to do a lot of customization because what you need is most likely already there.
That's awesome. So once you build this model in Azure ML, how does a developer sort of access the goodness of that model?
Yeah, it's a great question. So once you've built the model, you have it trained, you're comfortable with how accurate it is at predicting data. Because ML is all about predictive analytics.
Sure.
Let me say this too before I get back to your question. Classic examples of machine learning in use, credit card fraud detection is
sure.
one. So I'm in Belgium with you right now. I travel quite a lot in the US and internationally, and I carry several credit cards with me, but the one I use most is my Delta SkyMiles American Express card.
Sure.
Gets me frequent flyer miles. Three times in the last 4 years, I've gotten a call from American Express saying, did you just attempt to buy this at this location? In each case, they had caught a fraudulent transaction. One time it was easy. They called and said, did you just try to buy a plane ticket in Brazil? And I said, no, I'm not in Brazil right now. The next time, they called and said, did you just attempt to buy a necklace at a jewelry store that was 2 miles from my house? And I said, no. And I do buy my wife nice things from time
sure,
to time,
sure.
by the way. But I said, how did you know that that was fraudulent because it's 2 miles from my house? And they said, sir, we just know. Well, you know what American Express really does? Every transaction that you perform with your credit card goes through a very sophisticated machine learning model they built. So here's the pattern. You take millions and millions of real transactions. You feed them in to an ML model to train it. And you classify each of those transactions as either fraudulent or not fraudulent.
Sure.
When the next transaction occurs, the million and first, they feed it in, and with an astonishingly high degree of accuracy, their ML model can tell you whether that transaction was fraudulent. So, back to your question. As a developer.
Yeah, how do you access the model once you've built it?
So here's the really cool thing. Without Azure Machine Learning, what you'll do at that point, if you want to leverage that model as a developer, is you'll wrap a web service around it. You'll build the web service, have its endpoints, its REST endpoints, call into the model. With Azure Machine Learning, it's a button click. Once you have the model trained and scored and you're confident that it's ready to go, you click a button that says deploy as a web service. It not only deploys it as a web service, so you don't write a single line of code, it gives you sample code in C#, Python, and R that you can cut and paste to call it. So one of the things I did in a talk here yesterday, we took a bunch of real data available from the University of California, Irvine. They maintain one of several data repositories that scientists can go to get data. It was OCR data. They asked 43 people to write the digits 0 through 9 several times. They scanned them, digitized them. I took the data and I built a model around it. It's a type of model called a classification model, where each row of data, 64 values, essentially pixel patterns, represents a digit from 0 to 9. So I showed them the model that I built. I clicked the button to deploy it as a web service. Then I built a Windows 10 UWP app that allows me to sketch digits on the screen. Then it calls up to the web service and tells me what digit I drew. Now just imagine, without something like machine learning, how hard it would be to build that kind of app. As a developer, you can build apps that are smarter than you've ever built before, and the fact that it's a one-click deploy to a web service in ML Studio just makes it trivially easy to do it.
That's awesome. Well, where can people go to find out more about this awesome technology?
Great question. So one place they could go is the documentation. There's a lot of really great documentation on Azure and on machine learning. In particular, Microsoft has done a really good job of documenting the purpose of the different modules you can use in ML Studio and the different algorithms.
Right.
Microsoft has also built something called an ML cheat sheet, which you can access online. It's cool because as a developer, if you don't have a PhD in data science, the hardest part of building that model is usually deciding what algorithm or algorithms to use.
Sure.
This cheat sheet documents the algorithms, gives you a flow chart, and says, you want to do this? Okay, go down this path. It's a great aid for someone who doesn't have that PhD in data science to picking the right model. So on our on-demand training service, Winelec Now, we also have some great recorded content.
That's awesome.
Around machine learning, around stream analytics and other stuff. And I'm sure if you do a search, you'll find tutorials as well. Let me tell you what other place you can go.
Sure.
Right now, a lot of the travel I'm doing is for Microsoft Research. We built a one-day course for data scientists and researchers that we're taking to universities around the world to train them, to give them hands-on experience using Azure Data Analytics. It's a one-day course. I only speak for about an hour at that day. People don't want to hear me talk. They spend the other 6 or 7 hours doing hands-on labs. All of that's available through Microsoft Research for free. If you do a search on Azure for Research Training, the first hit will be Microsoft Research's Azure Training page. You'll see a link on the right side of the page that allows you to download all of that content that we take out to the universities, and it's all self-guided. One of the labs, we have you build an ML model from scratch and do some predictive analytics with it. And it's not just ML. We have you use a lot of the other analytics services as well.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Seth. It was good to see you.
Obviously, we should all be looking at machine learning. I love machine learning. He loves it too. Again, my name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We're here in Mechelen in Belgium for Techorama 2016. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.